Scott, I think it's very striking that none of the TV networks that I've reached out to, including Fox News itself, CBS, NBC, CNN, have said anything publicly, issued any public statements. Meanwhile, our new editor-in-chief, Tommy Evans, as well as Matt Murray, the executive editor of the Washington Post, and the New York Times corporately have released strong statements saying that this goes against First Amendment principles. Mm-hmm. There's something called prior restraint, that is, that the government preventing the press or broadcasters from reporting the news before it's actually reported. That was taken more than 50 years ago to the Supreme Court, which upheld the idea that the government cannot do that in the Pentagon Papers case involving the Nixon administration.
I mean, this makes it harder for us, the reporters who cover Washington, to do our jobs. David, why do you think people who read the news, who listen to the news, who watch the news, or just see it scroll by on their social media feed should care about this development?
Well, reporters are trying to give the American people an accurate understanding of what our military is doing, what is, you know, how our military are treated, and what's being done with their taxpayer dollars. Take the attacks by the Trump administration, the Defense Department, against what they've characterized as Venezuelan drug boats. There's been some question about that, and there have been some lawmakers in Capitol Hill, both parties, who've raised questions about the legality of that. You know, clearly Hegseth would like to control what kind of information gets out about that now contentious thing. The idea of the strikes on nuclear sites in Iran, mm-hmm. The military told us they were incredibly successful. In subsequent days and weeks, we heard maybe not so much.
Right.
Again, the question is, what kinds of information is the American people getting? I don't think the Pentagon gets to decide what we learn about the Pentagon.